This is the Bad Alibi Podcast, and I am Carmen Norris. Season 1 of the Bad Alibi Podcast is titled Unsent Letters. Each episode will contain a different character's unsent letter. You are about to hear Season 1, Episode 1, Dear Ex-Husband. Dear kids, and people who don't know but judge anyway. He betrayed me. It happens every day. We hear about it so commonly, it's not a shock until it happens to you. And then it's absolutely devastating. Walking through the hall to get to the ballroom where the banquet was being held in his honor, I held up my head and pulled my shoulders back. Confidence was the only thing I intended to put on display that night. I saw the glances that held gossip. I heard the whispers of pity and shame. It hadn't been long since my husband and father of my two children was caught. I'd love to say he came to his senses and came clean, but nope. He hooked up with a coworker who thought it funny to send me pictures and video of them together while he was supposedly on a work trip. Really? He was just a 30 minutes drive away at her apartment for the week. I was still in shock. I was going through the motions while I figured out my next move. I knew I had to leave. I just had to show my kids what you don't do or put up with, especially when you love someone. But while I attempted to just get through the haze of it all, I decided to keep going with already made plans. The banquet was about him. I didn't have the emotional energy to cause a scene, but I warned him it wouldn't take a lot to push me fully over the edge. Any sane person would think that when he was getting ready to make his big announcement and a coworker of his, no, not the one who sent the video, came to tell me how big I was for forgiving her and how he ended things with her, that would have been my tipping point to call him out in front of everyone. But no, I got up and politely excused myself after telling her that she's not the one I knew about. It felt like a small, shallow victory because I knew girls like her needed to feel that they were special. And women like me deserve better than boys like him. So, as I was down the hall and close enough to see the exit sign, I pulled out my phone to grab an Uber. Then I heard a familiar and friendly voice call out to me. It was my husband's boss, the owner of the company. He jogged to catch up to where I stood and apologized for what happened. I told him the rumors were true, but that I was okay and I wouldn't be causing a scene there. He asked me to pause on calling the Uber and pulled me into the room set aside just for him to get ready for the evening. It was just a smaller meeting room far down the hall from the event. We sat down and he put one hand on mine and began to lightly run his thumb across my palm. He was so gentle. I wanted to mistake it as him being reassuring and friendly, but I felt this different type of energy between us. Still, he was my soon-to-be ex-husband's boss, and I didn't need any more of a scandal with the people at this place. I didn't move my hand, though. Instead, I sat there while he told me how I deserved better, and I told him how I found out about what happened and how that night I realized it was time for me to leave so something better could come my way. He looked nervous, and I felt bold. I took hold of his other hand, placing my fingers on top of his and giving them a light squeeze. I looked him in the eyes and said, "Thank you for just listening to me. I know this had to put you in a bad place, and I don't want that for you. I won't forget what a good friend you are to me in a short moment, but I won't ever say anything because I don't want any of this train wreck to include you in the least." He let go of my hands and put his palms on either side of my face and said, "Sometimes men are so dumb, they don't see what's right in front of them." I could tell he was trying to think of more to say, but couldn't get the words out. I could also tell he was talking about my fiance not being able to tell what he had in me. Yet, still I responded with, "Well, tell me, what's right in front of you?" He leaned in close and looked into my eyes. I could see the inner struggle in his face, and then he pressed his lips together in a tight line before moving away from me. I could see he snapped himself out of the moment, albeit with some struggle. Without another word, I stepped out of the room and continued towards the exit. He waited a few moments and then left and walked in the opposite direction back towards the ballroom. I took a deep breath, wondering what I was doing and what just happened. I remember thinking, this night is going to be a lot for my future therapist to help me sort through, as I chuckled to myself. It was the last laugh I had for a while, because that's when I heard the gunshot coming from the ballroom. It didn't take long before the police arrested the fourth lover of his. Well, fourth as far as the ones I knew of anyway. Apparently his boss wasn't the only person who heard Mistress Number 2 tell me about dear hubby ending that affair. As much as I wanted him out of my life, our children are now without their father. She may have pulled the trigger, but his infidelity loaded it. I'm sorry I don't get to tell him off to his face. I'm sorry that he won't have to deal with every emotion he would have had when the kids asked him why he cheated and ruined everything. And finally, I'm sorry I didn't end things sooner. His boss isn't the blowhard he said he was. He's actually great with the kids, and we are planning our first blended family vacation. It's been an adjustment, but we are all looking forward to happiness in our future. I just wish I could thank my deceased husband for finally giving us that. Oh, and you didn't hear this from me? But I'll never openly thank my ex-husband's boss or my soon-to-be next husband for gently leaving his gun there when he saw how upset lover number 4 was when I walked out of the room after telling off lover number 2. That can just stay between us. If you want more stories to dive into, check out badalibibookbox.com to get a monthly subscription box with a recently released thriller, short stories, and goodies. Use code PODCAST for 10% off your first purchase.